two Barry schools, a South End High School and a North End College campus, were placed in lockdown this morning within just over 2 hours of each other, but city police say the two incidents do not appear to be linked. Barry police received a call around 7:30 a.m. Tuesday, about a threat to Bear Creek Secondary School on Red Oak Drive. About 90 minutes later, officers also responded to Georgian College's Barry campus shortly after 9 a.m. The South End High School was given the all clear around 8 a.m., and students and staff returned to their regular school day. It remains unclear exactly what the threat involved. Meanwhile, the college rescinded its lockdown around 10 a.m. Barry Police Communications Coordinator Janet Mays declined to comment on the reason for the college lockdown, but said the incident is not believed to be related to the Bear Creek lockdown. Mays did say the college lockdown was not a direct threat to the college or the YMCA childcare building next to it. The YMCA Child Care Center, located at 1 Georgian Drive, was also placed in lockdown as a precaution. Georgian College President and CEO Marilyn West Moyne said she was pleased with the response, but also relieved to get the all clear to end the lockdown. West Moynes told Barry Today the college lockdown was implemented due to suspicious activity. Our protocol required us to go into lockdown, she said. Barry police arrived and followed their procedure as we did ours. West Moynes said she was unable to provide any specifics about the incident because she had not been briefed on it yet. She said she expected to know more, later today. At this point and earlier, our role was to make sure our staff and students are as safe as they can be, West Moynes said. Information about the college situation was distributed to many people associated with the campus through the Safe at Georgian app, which can be downloaded by anyone for news on lockdowns, inclement weather, COVID-19, or other issues. My phone has been constantly beeping as it alerted me that we were in a lockdown situation and it will then let you know when it is over. Many people use the app and would have been informed throughout the situation, said West Moynes. The college's on-site sound system also alerted people of the lockdown, she said. We're always testing it and making sure it reaches everywhere it needs to, in case someone is hiding in a closet or enclosed area, West Moynes said. It blares that we are in lockdown, and was a large and worthy investment. Even if a threat is in just one building, the sound system goes off in all buildings. As for the response to the situation, West Moynes was grateful for the rapid response from Barry Police. I just want to say the Barry Police have been very strong community partners with us. We've done a lot of trials with them in the past and they've always responded immediately, she said. I know we will learn from these situations and there will always be something we can learn from, but I am very grateful with the response we received today.